This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine says more than 260 of its fighters have been evacuated from the Mariupol steel mill. AP correspondent Mike Rossi has those details.
Ukraine's military says more than 260 Ukrainian fighters were evacuated Monday from the besieged steel plant in Mariupol and taken to areas under Russia's control. Deputy Defense Minister Anna Malyar said 53 of the fighters who were seriously wounded were taken to a hospital in Novosovsk, east of Mariupol. An additional 211 fighters were evacuated to Olenivko through a humanitarian corridor. There was no immediate word on whether the wounded would be considered prisoners of war. Malyar added it is impossible to unblock the Azovstal steel plant by military means, and missions are underway to rescue the fighters who remain inside the plant. I'm Mike Gracia.
The white gunman charged in a deadly racist rampage inside a Buffalo supermarket did not need to travel abroad for tactical training, nor did he need to join an organization of like-minded militants who shared his world views. Alan Payton Gendron, needed on his path to radicalization, was exposure on the internet to a stew of hate-filled conspiracies, peddled in some cases by white killers whose massacres he had extensively researched online. The 18-year-old now stands accused in a murderous assault that has left 10 black people dead, and the rant-filled diatribe attributed to him fits in an all-too-familiar profile, an aggrieved white man driven to violence by racist extremism. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States is now revising its policy toward Cuba, lessening restrictions on remittances and travel. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more on the story from Washington.
White House said Monday some President Donald Trump-era restrictions are being eased on family remittances and travel to the island and will sharply increase the processing of U.S. visas for Cubans. The measures were rolled out after a lengthy government review and mark the most significant changes in the U.S. approach to Havana since President Joe Biden took office in January 2021. But the announcement stopped short of returning U.S.-Cuba relations to the historic reconciliation engineered by former President Barack Obama, under whom Biden served as vice president. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. death toll from COVID-19 has now hit 1 million, less than 2.5 years into the outbreak. This is a once unimaginable figure that only hints at the multitudes of loved ones and friends staggered by grief and frustration. That figure is based on data kept by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The number of dead is now equivalent to a 9/11 attack every day for 336 days. It is roughly equal to the number of Americans who died in the Civil War and World War II combined. It is as if Boston and Pittsburgh were wiped out, and some of those left behind say they cannot return to normal. They replay their loved ones' voicemail messages or watch old videos to see them dance. When other people say that they are done with the virus, they bristle with anger or ache in silence. North Korea has now reported another large jump in illnesses believed to be COVID-19 as an outbreak spreads through its unvaccinated population. State media also said the military had deployed medical officers to help distribute medicine in pharmacies in Pyongyang for opening 24 hours a day. The country said Tuesday that another 270,000 people were found with fevers and six people died. That raises North Korea's death to 56 after more than 1.448 people became ill with fever since late April. North Korea's outbreak is almost certainly bigger than the tally since it has limited testing capacity. There are also suspicions its death toll is underreported because people fear punishment or are trying to soften the blow to the country's leadership. Recapping our top story, Ukraine says that more than 260 of its fighters have now been evacuated from the Mariupol steel mill. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.